So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
By the way, I'm intrigued by the pitches of the R. Kellys of the world who are now saying, you know what, I don't think I should be in jail. It's not safe here. You know that some people are getting out of Cook County. Some people are going in. It is one of America's hottest spots for the disease. Some of those people deserve to be in there. Some of them do not. That is, they haven't been found guilty of anything. Maybe they never will be. They're being detained there. And I don't think being in Cook County should be a death or even a COVID-19 sentence. So who goes in and who goes out? One of the people that wants out is Rita Crundwell. Rita Crundwell. She is the former comptroller for Dixon, Illinois, who pled guilty to absconding with more money from any city than anybody ever in the United States.
And she's in prison, so she's been convicted.
Yeah, she is in jail. Right, yeah, she deserves to be in there. She deserves to be in there for just shy of 20 years. And she says, I want to get out. $54 million. She took over a 20-year period of time from Dixon, Illinois. Think about that. Chicago has had terrible crimes upon it from terrible people, but $54 million, nobody's stolen $54 from Chicago. Dixon, Illinois lost that from her. She had a quarter horse program, and she was well-known in that business. She lived a rich lifestyle, bought expensive horses, and she ripped that town off. Now, she says, I don't think it's safe in here. You know who knows a lot about this is Kelly Pope. She's an accounting professor at DePaul University and a forensic accounting expert. She's done a TED Talk on this sort of thing, and she's done podcasts here at WGN. Hey, Kelly, long time. How have you been?
I've been good. How are you?
Pretty good. What are her chances of getting out early?
I think her chances are slim of getting out early, but, you know, can you blame her for asking?
Oh, no, that's... But can you blame me? But you can't blame me for saying throw away the key. I mean, I think what she did is terrible.
You know, what's interesting, when you go to Facebook, so my documentary, All the Queen's Horses, has a Facebook page. And so when I wrote about this on Saturday on my Forbes blog, I posted it there. And the conversation and the response is just... it's just what's so interesting. You know, like sometimes when you read something, you just want to read the reviews and what people say about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it seems to be pretty split.
Really?
You know, I think the residents, surely the residents of Dixon feel like absolutely not. But there is a community of people that feel like she's served her time. She's not a violent offender. Let her go home. It'd be cheaper on the taxpayer for that.
Well,
you know,
that.
So it's interesting. Yeah, but it's interesting. You know, she has support. She definitely still has support.
20 years. How long has she been in?
She's been in 7. And so what's interesting about her question or her request is she hasn't served 50% of her sentence yet. So she was sentenced to 19 years and 7 months. And so she's 2 years shy of that. So... it's definitely a question, you know. I mean, if you think about what the Attorney General is trying to do and minimize the curve and break up those populations in the prison, she is a nonviolent offender. I mean, and when you look at violent versus nonviolent, she would fall in that category.
I will get violent, Kelly, if she gets out early. Now we'll have a new violent offender, and it's going to be me. There are
I'll do a document, the John Williams documentary.
He was a mild-mannered talk show host who went by the nickname Bright Lights or Brightside. I have just a minute left, Kelly, but there is a formula that can be considered. And she said, look, I meet all the criteria, right?
Yeah, you know, we look at her age, we look at her security level, she's in a low security prison camp, she's been a model, Johnson's been a model inmate, you know,
so
therefore
she's
even received a 5-month reduction. She's been a model.
This is a town that did not get its roads paved for 2 decades because she was stealing the money.
Right, But did she kill anybody, John? I'm being funny.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are. I mean, you've been pretty agnostic about this generally. You've just been telling the story. But where is that? Is a judge or somebody considering her petition, Kelly?
Yeah. So we'll know. Judge Reinhart will rule by June 5th. So we will know. So it's a to be determined. Wait and see. You know, not less than a month from now, we'll know if her request has been approved or denied.
Kelly Pope.
So guess what?
Yes.
Maybe you'll have Rita on your show next.
I like talking to you more. Kelly Pope made a movie about this. It's called All the Queen's Horses. All the Queen's Horses. And it's positively remarkable. It's also very good storytelling on your part. Kelly,
thank you, sir.
Well, then you and I need a couple more appointments between now and then. I'll visit with you down the road again. But thanks for your insight.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You do too. Kelly Pope, 957 News coming.